Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lois?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lois. My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. Are you calling in regards to the Temple Provera
Yes.
lawsuit? Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Temple Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm you have not sought any legal representation nor have signed any documents regarding the Devil Prevera lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that?
Say that again.
And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any documents retaining an attorney?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this claim on behalf of? Was it you or a family member?
Me.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello.
you.
What were you diagnosed with after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year? Pardon?
Meningioma.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with a meningioma.
Yes.
And where in your body were you diagnosed with a meningioma? Where was it located?
Located in the brain.
Okay. When were you first diagnosed with that?
August 2018.
Okay. August 2018. Lois, what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 3/23/74.
Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo-Provera?
Say that again.
Do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. And then I have your phone number here as 445-237-7037. Is this correct?
Right. Did I give you my correct diagnosis date, December 17, 2022?
Oh, okay. December 17th, 2022 was when you were diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay, you gave me a 2018 date.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Let me change it. So December 17th of 2022, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your date of birth is 03/23/1974.
Yes.
Okay, and then did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or a Depo-Provera shot?
A shot.
Okay, and did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, Pfizer.
Okay, and the injectable that you used, was it called Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
It was called Depo-Provera injectable contraceptive by Pfizer.
Thank you. And how many years was Depo-Provera
Two.
used? Okay. And can you?
18. Now wait a minute. Let me count it. Let me see. 18, 19, 20, 21. Four years. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you for clarifying. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera between the years of 1992 through the present date of January 2025?
Yes.
Thank you. When did you first start using Depo-Provera?
In 2018.
Okay. Do you recall what time of the year it was, what month it was in 2018?
Summer, maybe August.
Okay, thank you. And when did you last take Depo-Provera?
I stopped using it in 2022.
Okay, 2022. Okay, and then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
My first name is Lois, Lois.
Thank you. And then can you confirm the spelling of your last name?
My last name is Benson, Benson.
Thank you. And then what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Thank you. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
So it's 202-642-5-27.
Thank you. And I have 202-642-5-27.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Your last name, first name, 1234@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
1736 Georges Lane, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
How do you spell Georgia?
Georges, Georges.
Georges Lane, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Yes.
Okay. And it's street number 1736.
Yes, 1736, yes.
Okay. Georges Lane, Philadelphia, PA. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
Oh.
Pardon?
Myself.
Okay. And how many times did you inject the product?
One time in 3 months.
Okay, so once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, and so you used it for 4 years. So if we do the math, if you injected once every 3 months, that would be four times a year. For 4 years, that's about 16 times. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Dr. David Barr.
Is that Barr, Barr? Do you recall?
B-A-R-R.
Barr. And where did Dr. Barr practice out of?
1575 North 52nd Street, Suite S3, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Okay, thank you. Suite S3, right?
Yes, S3, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. And then, what was the name of the pharmacy where you picked the Depo-Provera up at?
Picked it up at the CVS. I mean, I'm sorry, the Rite Aid.
Rite Aid, in what city and state in Philadelphia?
Yes, it'll be 5040 City Avenue, City Line Ave, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Okay, yep, I see that here. Thank you. Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? CT scan, MRI, or both?
I got a brain MRI, blood test, and a biopsy.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma of the brain?
I can't recall my doc's name right offhand.
That's okay. Do you recall where your doctor worked out of?
Eric Zinger.
Eric, pardon?
Eric Zinger, Z-A-G-E-R.
Okay. And Dr. Eric Zinger, where did he practice out of?
He practiced out of UPenn.
UPenn?
University of Pennsylvania Hospital, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. University of
Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, my voice is...
Yeah, that's okay, I can understand you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing great. Okay. And was Dr. Zager also your treating doctor?
No, Dr. Zing is a neuro doctor.
Okay.
Neurosurgeon.
Okay. Neurosurgeon. Okay, and let's see. And did you see him at, which location did you see him at? Was it the Civic Center?
3400 Spruce Street.
Okay, yep. Spruce Street?
Yes.
400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA. Okay, thank you. Okay, and did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Thank you. And have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So you didn't have treatment, you didn't receive treatment for your meningioma, or you did receive treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so you have received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I got the X monitoring, brain surgery and steroids.
Okay, brain surgery. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this. And where did you receive treatment?
Received treatment. University of Penn.
Okay. And was it, and who was the doctor that treated you?
Besides my neuro?
Besides who?
Besides my neuro doctor?
Or was your neuro doctor the doctor who treated you?
Yes.
Okay, and that was Dr. Zager, Eric Zager,
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry some of these questions are repetitive. Do you have a family history of meningiomas?
Say it, I can't hear you.
Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
No.
Okay. So were you, so that, were you hospitalized for meningioma? Hello, Lois?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't quite understand, hear your answer. Were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
No.
Okay. And do you have any medical records showing your meningioma diagnosis, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Oh, yes, I will be. Right now, because I'm out of town due to office work, but I can't provide it yet.
Okay, thank you. And do you also have, do you also have access to your MyChart login?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Sure.
Okay. And what's their name?
Barbara.
And what's a good contact number for Barbara?
267-584-3188.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your relationship to Barbara?
Mother.
Thank you. Okay, and then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly before I send over some documents. So, Lois, I have your first name spelled L-O-I-S. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name spelled B-E-N-S-O-M. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I have your social as 202-642-5527.
Yes.
Thank you. And I have, let's see, I have your date of birth as 03-23-1974.
Yes.
And I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain December 17th of 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your mailing address as 1736 Georges Lane, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. I'll walk you through the process. You'll get a text as well as an email. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record request form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll see also their retainer agreement. The attorneys work solely on contingency, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. You get 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and nothing comes out of your pocket ever, okay? So if they're not able to achieve a settlement, you don't owe them any money, you don't owe them any fees for their time and their effort. It's solely contingent on a settlement, okay, Lois?
Yes.
Okay, I just sent it over. Let me know when you see that text message come through.
Okay, I'll see it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. It might be easier if you put me on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you see that link there that says Jeanette Butler wants to send you a DocuSign? In your text messages? Okay. Go ahead and press that link.
Okay.
To open it up.
I got an envelope. I hit continue.
Yep, hit continue.
Okay.
And then what do you see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Go ahead and check that box, and then you should see a start button.
Say continue.
Yep, hit continue. And then do you see a start button?
I see a sign button say client.
Yep.
Yes, I see a start button.
Go ahead and press
yes.
Start, and then it'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay.
And then tap the field that says signature required or sign here.
Okay.
And then now, do you see a box to draw your signature, or you can also press select style and it will input a signature for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then press adopt and sign.
Uh-huh.
And then do you see another signature field that says required sign here?
Yes.
Tap that field and it should just input that signature in there for you.
Okay.
Okay, and then now do you see a finish? Okay, perfect. I just got those documents back. Thank you. You'll also receive an additional email with the completed documents that you can save in your email for your records. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law group Ben Martin Law. They'll be calling just to verify it's okay to start the process on your behalf. If you don't answer their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible. Okay, Lois?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
All right.